It depends who you talk to with daylight saving. New Zealanders strongly supported it in 2008. That's the poll quoted on the New Zealand government website. But last year, Research New Zealand reported for us that fewer than half of us now want it the way it is. 47% still in favour of keeping the current system. 37% wanting us either to stay on winter time or move to permanent summertime. And globally, enthusiasm seems to be disappearing along with any economic or energy saving reasons for it that may have existed. Americans are now dead against daylight saving, but they can't agree on what to replace it with, summer or standard. And it's to America we're going to talk with Dr. Beth Ann Mallow, Professor of Neurology and Pediatrics at Tennessee's Vanderbilt University, and also Director of that university's Sleep Division, which investigates the relationship of sleep with medical disorders. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
We've sprung forward. You'll fall back, of course, when your clocks change. But it's the switch in spring that concerns you with daylight saving. I mean, we've all heard the annual stories about social disruptions and so on. But your area is in personal health disruption, if you like. What don't you like about daylight saving and spring?
There's several things. I think it's important for your listeners to recognize that light is really what drives us. It gets us going. It wakes us up. We need our light in the morning to really feel refreshed and have energy. And it even helps us go to sleep easier at night if we get that morning light. And in contrast, when we get light too late in the day, it actually interferes with sleep. So optimally, we want to try to get our light in the morning and have it get darker toward evening when we want to go to sleep and we want to release our natural melatonin levels. And that's what standard time does. And summertime does the opposite.
In JAMA Neurology, the Journal of the American Medical Association, you and your colleagues reviewed the evidence health effects with daylight saving in spring. And what did you find?
The acute effects, the abrupt change of going from standard time to daylight time. I guess for you, it's standard time to summertime. And we found that there were impacts on stroke, on heart attack, on sleep deprivation, particularly in teenagers, not getting enough sleep, and just the way people felt, like they're feeling off kilter. My preference and the preference of the health community and the sleep community would be for us to just stay on standard time all year long.
Why are teens especially affected here, Beth?
Great question. They have to oftentimes get up early for school in this country, in the U.S. Our schools start really early, like sometimes 7 a.m. in the morning, sometimes 7:30. Most schools start before 8 a.m. for teenagers. And that's coupled with the fact that their biological clocks are delayed when they go through puberty. So for many teenagers, they're going to bed, they're ready to go to sleep like 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours later than they did when they were younger. So they're not necessarily able to fall asleep until 11 o'clock or midnight. It's going to interfere with their sleep.
Just to be clear, falling back, changing the clocks in autumn is benign mostly, isn't it?
For the most part, it is. There are a few people who find that going in either direction, they feel it's disruptive to their sleep, but for the most part, more of the health problems have been seen with springing forward in the spring. And that's also when you lose that hour of sleep that you, a lot of times people have trouble making up.
Isn't there a big issue with light per se, the beneficial blue light of the morning, and generally speaking, the earlier you get it, the better?
There's definitely an advantage to getting that blue light in the morning because it really does wake us up and get us going. And as I mentioned, It also helps us fall asleep. It resets our clock so that we could fall asleep easier later in the day at night. That bright light has also been used, for example, to treat people who have seasonal affective disorder and are feeling kind of depressed and blue in the morning. That light can be very stimulating and activating.
We're talking with Professor Beth Mallow. Actually, I saw a neuropsychiatry professor tell the BBC about people with depression and that sometimes the blue light of the morning can do them more good than the antidepressants. So it's pretty important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nevertheless, as you'd be aware, there are plenty of proponents of permanent summertime. Can I ask you this? People listening are going to think perhaps I don't feel any of this bodily. I don't make sure I go outside in the morning and let the sun know I need my daily reset.
Right. So I will agree. I do admit that some people are going to feel it more than others. Again, I don't know the New Zealand geography, but in the US, like if we are on the western edge of a time zone, or you're really north, far north for us, what happens is it's dark in the morning. It's really dark in the morning when we, when we're still on our daylight saving time, particularly in the fall months. And what we find is that it really is unhealthy. People have actually shown that you're getting less sleep. There's even been more weight gain, more heart attacks, more cancers that have come up when people are off cycle and they're waking up in pitch black. And they're also trying to get to bed, and it's still really light outside, like 10 o'clock at night in some places, and it's still light in the sky. That really does play havoc with our biological clocks. And that's something that we really, as health experts, want to avoid. And that's why we feel like the natural, healthy choice is to stay on the standard time. Now, it may not be as much fun, right? It may be more fun to go out to eat in the evening hours and have it still be light, or get that golf game in. But we do feel from a health standpoint that the evidence supports that having our light in the morning and having our darkness as we're trying to get to bed at night in the 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock hour is the healthy choice.
Yes, the further you go down New Zealand, the more you see that effect, that what you call that western edge effect, playing tennis at 10 o'clock at night. So your personal preference isn't permanent summertime. It's a standard time that's optimal based on the position of the sun and our need for natural light in our lives. Is that right?
Exactly. And what's going on with the wristwatch or the clock in your phone, you're desynchronized, you're off balance from what your biological clock is doing and what what the world around you is doing, and that's not good.
So the mental effects, the health evidence is in. It's in scientifically. And even though we like the idea of more hours of recreation in the evenings, we're paying a price. That's the summation here.
Exactly.
Good to talk with you. Thank you for your expertise and your time to chat with us, Beth.
Oh, you're very welcome. I hope everything was clear and helpful.